My name is Christian Lee Hudson, and you're listening to Back to the Garden on CITR 101.9 FM.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia campus. I am Molly, and today I am bringing you back to the garden for coverage on Peter Gabriel's show that he played October 7th at the Rogers Centre. Sam will be joining us shortly, so until then, I'm just going to play some more Peter Gabriel. Here is Come Talk to Me off of Us Remastered.
Won't you please talk to me? We both minds say, and the heart it will not be denied, till we're both on the same damn side, or the barriers blown away. I said, please, talk to me. Won't you please come talk to me?
Change the state of the world, but instead you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both! Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing health care, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder, because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting. Do you love being caffeinated? And do you hate that greedy, soulless international conglomerates are succeeding in the cutthroat world of coffee? Sounds like local coffee roasters Trek Coffee is for you. Trek Coffee is 100% indigenous and military veteran owned and operated. Let's keep small businesses thriving. Stop by Sunshine Convenience on 4th, the Super Value on Commercial, or grocery checkout in the Nest to pick up some Trek Coffee today.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. My mic is in a funny spot. I'm crouched over here.
Craning your neck.
I am Molly.
And I am Sam.
And you're listening to Back to the Garden. Today, we are doing a special episode for Peter Gabriel. He was here at the Rogers Center on the 7th of October, Thanksgiving weekend.
Yep.
I had the privilege of going with my dad. My dad flew into town to see, essentially just for the concert.
Yeah, flew in for the Peter Gabriel show. A close friend of ours, we could say.
A close friend indeed.
I like the way that you're like, it's a special episode, like just Peter Gabriel at the Rogers Center. It sounds like he was like doing like an intimate, like...
It's an intimate get-together
yeah,
for myself
like
and my
friends
father.
And family only.
Yeah, friends and family only.
Yeah.
Funnily enough, Sam's parents also attended.
Okay, yeah, this is the thing, because we have famously done an episode in the past that was for the dads. We did an episode... about the music that our parents introduced us to. I believe we played Peter Gabriel.
We did.
Because that goes back to your family. And yeah, my parents were in attendance, Jennifer and David, if you are listening.
Hello.
And I did not make the cut to this one. There was no ticket purchase for Sam. Fortunately, I was away. I went away that weekend, although I don't think I would have gone away had I had a ticket to Peter Gabriel. So
there's
there was
a bit of animosity. There's animosity in the studio this morning, everyone.
I did not have the privilege of attending, although Peter Gabriel definitely wasn't like the number one artist in my house growing up either. So maybe, I mean, I don't know why they both went then, but it didn't make as much sense for me. We didn't have that bond, but I was cut out of the family equation. So just Molly is reporting on this concert.
Indeed, indeed. And it was very good. I think we can get into it maybe after a few more songs.
Play a few more songs.
But I can talk about what we have listened to thus far, which is Washing of the Water. That is what he opened the show with, a very intimate. The staging was really cool for this show. It was like an intimate little huddled around like a fake fire.
Oh,
pit.
Whoa. That's
like
cool.
It was a fake little fire pit, yeah. And they were all huddled around. It was like a campfire song.
Was it like
kind of
in the round? Like the stage was a big circle, or was it like normal staging?
Normal staging, but like they just started off around this fire. Cool. Like 10 of them, like the whole ensemble.
Wow.
And he had a crazy band with him too.
Oh,
so
my.
It was everyone around the fire, very cool.
Yeah.
And that's what he started the show with, Washing of the Water. And then you just listen to Come Talk to Me off of the same album, Us. And this I chose because growing up, I feel like I've told this story a million times on air, but growing up, there was a recorded concert of his that my dad had that I watched like daily. Like I watched it so often, and that show opened with Come Talk to Me.
Was this like your, like, you know, when you're a kid, you have movies you watch over and over again? Was it this concert?
It was this concert. It was
like
the
Aladdin.
Peter Gabriel. Yeah. Yeah. It was the Secret World Tour live on DVD, and I ran that DVD out. I was constantly listening to it, and I was absolutely fixated with Come Talk to Me off of, like, which was the opening track, which many people have performed, and I believe in, like, they've performed the female part of that.
Yeah.
And I believe in this version, Sinead O'Connor is doing the duet
part. Oh, in the version that
that we just listened to.
Okay, yeah.
And
I
forget who.
Who's in the concert, maybe.
But there's, like, multiple different female artists who have done the, like, that vocal part. And in this version, it's Sinead O'Connor, which is so cool.
Famously, right now, too, almost for over a year now, Molly has been rocking the Sinead O'Connor.
I have.
So for those who need a visual representation of what we look like, imagine Sinead O'Connor in the stew right now.
And a curly mullet.
Yeah, which, I mean, that can apply to many, many people. Like, that can be many a musician. But, yeah, we do have a little Sinead O'Connor in the stew. Perhaps a Halloween costume.
That would have been a good idea.
Yeah.
Oh.
But you're already on. We'll talk about that later. We'll like get into. We can talk about like other things, because I mean, part of this weekend is we have some like musical endeavors that we'll talk about.
We will. We
that
will.
Are happening.
But for now, I think we're just going to play a few more songs.
Yeah,
why not?
Let's kick it.
I will now play Salisbury Hill, the live version off of the Secret World live album.
Okay, full circle moment.
Full circle. Yeah. This is an iconic Peter Gabriel song. You've probably heard it if you haven't. It's essentially about him leaving Genesis. And it's about the joy of breaking away from something to discover new things. So
love.
That's
great.
We
cannot relate to that. That's, you know, we love breaking away. We like running away.
Setting ourselves free.
Yeah.
And then after Salisbury Hill, I will play Sledgehammer and Red Rain off of So, which is
all amazing songs.
Can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong with Peter Gabriel.
You cannot
to be honest,
go wrong.
He is like I feel like he's like he's canon. It's like I feel like he's one of those artists. I feel like we've covered Andy Schaaf before and said this, but like if another artist cites Peter Gabriel as a musical influence, I feel like that's kind of just like respect. I'm just like overall that's like taste.
Yeah.
Like, and he is famous. It's not like he's niche, but it's like there's a respect to it. That's
there's
you get it.
A lot of respect around Mr. Gabriel for sure.
So these three songs all
without further
hit.
Ado.
Yeah.
Here's Salisbury Hill, the live version. Do enjoy.
Stretching every nerve. choice. I did not believe the information. I just had to trust imagination. My heart going. Song, he said, grab your things, I can't take you home.
first of a giant.
Change the state of the world, but instead you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both! Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing health care, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder, because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting.
Hey there! Do you like sweet and sentimental stories and songs?
Do you enjoy a pleasant chat and a giggle with pals? Then you're going to love our show, Love Notes, here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Every week, a new guest selects a great love of their life, a sibling, a romantic partner, a best friend, and we get to make a show about the stories and songs that make up their love.
Join us on this journey for the ears and the heart every other Tuesday at 10 a.m.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. I am Molly.
And I am Sam.
We're taking you back to the garden today for Peter Gabriel. You just listened to Red Rain and Sledgehammer off of Peter Gabriel's album So, and also Salisbury Hill, which was the live version off of Secret World Live. Beautiful.
It was gorgeous. We just had like a Peter Gabriel like party in the studio.
It was lovely. Lovely way to start a Friday.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, he is a lovely way to start a Friday. He's like one of the better artists for a Friday morning. Fridays,
I agree.
I feel like I either need to like... I need
to ground myself. Yeah. I need to ground myself in my past, in history. That's what Peter Gabriel does for me.
I need to orient myself like in who I am in the larger like schema of my life.
Exactly.
Do you want to talk more about the concert, Molly?
Of course.
Do you have anything else
to say? I would love to. Yeah. No, it was a really awesome show. I was so happy to be able to go with my dad. It was really incredible because I have seen him. This was my third time seeing him. I saw him at like age 10, maybe at age 12.
Yeah.
In Toronto with my dad and my sisters. That was kind of like the thing we would always do together. And unfortunately, I don't live close to my sisters anymore, but my dad was still able to come out, which was awesome. Mm-hmm. And it was really neat to see him because he is, I believe, in his 70s now.
Whoa,
but,
okay.
Like, it doesn't really show. Like, he was still running around on stage, doing the little dances he does, albeit, like, he's a bit older. But
he's still able to, like, really put on a performance. Yeah. And not only that, but, like, his attention to, like, artistic detail is still very much there. Like, he was talking about all the different, like, artists that he individually had, like, commissioned to help him with, like, certain visuals. Like, the visuals were crazy. There was, like, live, like, art happening. It was crazy. And the staging was amazing, as always. He's always been known for his, like, live production.
Was this your first time seeing him or no?
No.
No.
No, like, I had seen this concert is my third of seeing, you know what
seeing
I'm saying?
Peter Gabriel.
Yes.
Yeah. This is your third time seeing him.
Yes.
First time on this tour.
Yes, first time on this tour. So yeah, I've seen him like throughout the years, mm-hmm. and not that I really remember what he was like when I was seeing him at age 10, but he still definitely can like put on a performance. Like there's no doubt about it. And it was really awesome to see in like a very full circle moment being able to see him here in Vancouver.
Yeah, your new home.
After
my
new
home. Seen him only in Toronto? Or did
only
you see
in Toronto.
Him?
I saw him at the then Molson Amphitheater, mm-hmm. now the Budweiser Stage, and I saw him at the then Air Canada Centre, now I think it's a Scotiabank Centre.
Isn't
a sign
weird?
Of the times.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, Molson to Budweiser, that's like the collapse of, like, Canada. I mean, I'm kidding.
Air Canada,
like,
to Scotiabank.
I know.
What's
like,
going on?
What is happening?
What's going
yeah,
on?
What's going on to, like, our cultural identity? But also, like, just weird, these venues are all named after, like, companies. That doesn't sit well with me. I'm like, why can't it be
who
called
have,
like,
the highest
yeah.
bidder for venues?
I'm like, give us like a magical name, not like the Scotia.
The Orpheum.
Bank. Yeah,
Gorge.
Right. We need to bring back like the Decadence to music.
I agree.
Because what was this one at? The Rogers Arena. It's like the phone company,
or the
like,
beat. Well, the BC Place is like that's
it's like
a fine
its own
name.
Thing. Yeah.
We're having hot takes about venue names today.
yeah,
on Back
we're
to the
dropping
Garden.
Opinions today.
But
yeah.
That's really all I have to say. It was a really cool show. Staging was lovely as always.
Yeah.
And
was there an opening act or no?
No, it was a 3-ish hour show with an intermission.
Okay. How are these people with intermission?
There was there was like a 10, 15
like
minute
lights
break.
Lights up.
Like
wow.
he and the staging kind of changed. And yeah, there was a full intermission,
that's so
but no, I have not been to a concert with no opening act in forever, and also yeah. for him to perform for that long is crazy.
Artists lately have only been performing for like 3 hours. I feel like that's been like the new standard in touring, like, and I'm like, how are we doing this? Like,
and
I'm
how
tired.
Are you maintaining this?
Yeah,
because
like,
I am tired watching you,
like,
and
standing.
I'm doing nothing.
Yeah, exactly. I need to like sit down and get water, and like, I mean, good for him for taking an intermission because I know that like Beyonce's tour and Taylor Swift's tour and like these other big acts that are touring right now. And
I think about that sometimes.
I'm like,
with Taylor Swift, I'm like, you are up there for 3 hours. When are you using the restroom? When are you getting a drink of water? Like, I genuinely don't understand
like,
the logistics behind
it. In my
it.
Mind, I'm like, they must have like hacked their bio, like something like, you
I
know,
guess.
Like biohacking where you can like do like certain like vitamin injections
yeah,
and like
yeah,
gives
yeah.
you more energy. But then I'm like, how does that make them not go to the bathroom or like eat? Or do they like IV drip that day and there's like no food?
I do not know. It kind of scares me.
Yeah, it's impressive, but like the thing that like Peter Gabriel's still doing it, and he's like
been doing it
yeah.
and he's continuing to do it.
I know, it's
and
impressive.
I admire that.
Yeah,
and with that, I think it's just about time that we get into the adjacents
Let's
portion of today
it.
Which is a lot of fun because, as we kind of mentioned earlier, Peter Gabriel is acclaimed and respected by many artists today. Obviously, he's like mm-hmm. a very iconic and hallmark in a lot of the music you see today.
Yeah.
So it was fun to put this little list together of adjacents, people that he's inspired, people that he's worked with, people he's been inspired by. So first we have Kate Bush, who I mentioned earlier, performed with him on the Secret World Tour Live, I believe. So we have Running Up That Hill by Kate Bush,
yeah.
an iconic tune from Stranger Things, I believe. That's how Divas got on it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I would like to not cite Stranger Things because as a Kate Bush fan... I was listening
like,
to this song long before.
I was listening
yeah.
to this at age 7, let's be,
yeah,
let's be honest.
However, I do applaud Stranger Things season whatever that was for bringing her into the mainstream
yeah.
because she deserved the resurgence. Although it was really interesting, though, because I believe that after that like show, there was all these articles that came out about how like the top song of the year was like a song released in the 80s and how they were like the music industry is like freaking out because they're like...
Yeah.
Now we're like in like nostalgia era
yeah.
where it's like top songs can be songs that aren't released newly, which
yeah.
is like... I think that, like, messes with labels or something, which I was like,
womp,
go
womp.
Off Kate Bush, like, go her.
Womp,
like,
womp. What
she,
are you going to do?
Keep coming, yeah. Because she's also, like, cool and, like,
she's
elusive
lovely.
And interesting.
She's
yeah.
amazing.
Yeah.
So we got that
on the list of lovely songs coming your way. We then have Faith by Bon Iver. Bon Iver has cited a lot of what Peter Gabriel does with his vocals. Mm-hmm. Bon Iver has taken inspiration from, because Bon Iver has very like distorted vocals. Yeah. Depending on what album you're listening to, he gets more or less experimental. But yeah, Bon Iver has cited Peter Gabriel as a big inspiration for what he's kind of done with his vocal work. And then we have Everything Now from Arcade Fire, CanCon.
Love. Yeah.
Amazing song, great vibes, very happy tune to start off your Friday. And Arcade Fire has actually worked with Peter Gabriel. They've collaborated a little bit.
Yeah.
And then lastly, on our adjacent section, we've got Nothing Compares to You by Sinead O'Connor.
Beautiful. Love Sinead O'Connor.
Love her. Yeah. Amazing voice, amazing talent, has worked with Peter.
Yeah.
So
let's run it.
There's a lot to enjoy here. We really do hope you enjoy. We hope you've learned something new. And have a good listen.
Do you wanna feel how it feels? shattered in history, shattered in pain. Oh, in the lengths that I stay up late, but brought to my space the wonderful things I've learned to waste. I should have known that I shouldn't hide it, to compromise and to carve it. Oh, what's inside? There is no design. You have to decide if you come to know.
Since you've been